Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, one, two. Yeah. Special dedication to my brothers and sisters on the great continent of Africa. The saints in Malawi, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe. Don't be deceived by what America's sending y'all, yeah, man. Let me begin. While there's still ink left in my pen, I'm set to contend. For truth, you can bet will offend. Deception within. The church, man, who's letting them in. We talked about this years ago. Let's address it again. Yeah, and I ain't really trying to start beef. But some who claim to be part of the sheep got some sharp teeth. Whoa. And cats get mean when you criticize them. But Jesus told us, Matthew 7:16, we can recognize them. And God forbid that for the love of some fans, I keep quiet and watch them die with their blood on my hands. So there's nothing left for me to do except to speak to you in the spirit of Jude 3 and 2 Peter 2. And I know that some will label me a Pharisee, because today the only heresy is saying that this heresy. I'll dare to be specific and drop some clarity on the popularity of the gospel of prosperity. Turn off TBN, that channel is overrated. The pastors speak bogus statements, financially motivated. It's kind of like a pyramid scheme. Visualize heretics Christianizing the American dream. It's foul and deceitful, they're lying to people, teaching that camels squeeze through the eye of a needle. Ungodly and wicked, ask yourself, how can they not be convicted? Treating Jesus like a lottery ticket. And you're thinking they're not the dangerous type, because some of the statements are right. That only proves that Satan comes as an angel of light. This teaching can't be believed without a cost. The lie is you can achieve a crown without a cost. And I hear it all the time when they speak on the block. Even unbelievers are shocked how they're feasting the flock. It should be obvious then. Yeah, I'll explain why it's sin. Peep the Bible, it's in 1 Timothy 6:9-10. It talks about how the desire for riches has left many souls on fire in stitches, mired in ditches. Tell me, who would teach you to pursue as a goal the very thing that the Bible says will ruin your soul, huh? Yet they're encouraging the love of money. To make it worse, they've exported this garbage into other countries. My heart breaks even now as I'm rhyming. You want to know what all false teachers have in common?
What?
It's called selfism, the fastest growing religion. They just dress it up and call it Christian. Don't be deceived by this funny biz. If you come to Jesus for money, then he's not your God.
Money is.
Jesus is not a means to an end.
No.
The gospel is he came to redeem us from sin. And that is the message forever I'll yell.
Down.
If you're living your best life now, you're headed for hell.
Talk to him.
Joel Osteen.
Falsey Chuck.
Let him go.
Crackle Dollar is a
Falsey Chuck.
Well to well.
Benny Hinn is a
Falsey Chuck.
I know they're popular, but don't let them deceive ya.
Talk to him.
T.D. Jakes is a
Falsey
Chuck.
Tell the truth.
Joyce Meyer is a
Falsey Chuck.
Let him go.
Paula White is a
Falsey
Chuck.
Use your discernment, let the Bible lead ya.
Keep going.
Fred Price is a
Falsey Chuck.
Tell the truth.
Kenneth Copeland is a
Falsey Chuck.
Well to well.
Robert Tilton is a
Falsey Chuck.
I know they're popular, but don't let them deceive ya.
Talk to him.
Eddie Long is a
Falsey
Chuck.
Let him know.
Juanita Bynum is a
Falsey Chuck.
Well to well.
Paul Crouch is a
Falsey
Chuck.
Use your discernment, let the Bible lead ya.
But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of truth will be blasphemed. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their condemnation from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. 2 Peter 2:1-3.
Good evening, saints, and welcome, welcome, welcome to another broadcast. And I'm excited about today's broadcast because, one, we're going to talk about Juanita Bynum, and two, I'm going to stop talking about Juanita Bynum after today. We've done 3 shows thus far. We don't need to beat this dead jackass. And, you know what the old saying, don't beat a dead horse. Well, in Juanita Bynum's case, don't beat a dead jackass. That's it. Listen, Juanita Bynum has been stomped on. She's been stomped on more last week and this week, because it started all over again. People have started to stomp on her, and that's it. I think, listen, they've stomped on her more than her husband did, Bishop Wakes did, at the parking lot. That's, listen, Juanita Bynum has taken a beating, a self-inflicted beating, all of last week, and is starting up again this week. And all, I'm not beating up on her. Listen, I'm not stomping on Juanita Bynum. I'm just reporting on the stomping. That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing. I'm reporting on the stomping. So I've done three shows on Juanita Bynum, and they've been question shows. You know, is Juanita Bynum a true prophetess, anointed of God, sent of God, or is she blah, blah, blah? We've done three shows. Today's the last one. I'm going to be back on. I'm going to be talking about Larry Reed again and his crazy teaching on the prophets of God. I'm going to do a whole series on Larry Reed and his crazy prophetic theology, which is just occultism, which is what that is. And we're going to get into that in the next couple of days. But like I said, we've done three shows, and I think four is enough. I think we can stop it at four. And, of course, like all the other three previous shows, I'm posing a question. Is Juanita Bynum a true anointed prophetess of God, or is she a present-day Bozo the Clown? Bozo, I think she's a Bozo, in my opinion, she's a Bozo the Clown, and I'm going to make my case today. I'm going to make my case today. Now, Saints, listen, if you'd like to get a copy of the book, Jackass Church Bishops, the book that shows, the book that explains how the African-American church has been turned into a donkey republic by an ever-growing group of asinine, hee-hawing, clown-acting church bishops. If you want the book, it's 15 chapters long, over 240 pages, over 260 footnotes. It's a riveting read. Jackass Church Bishops. There's no book like it out there. There'll never be another book like it out there. This is a one-of-a-kind book. I'm a one-of-a-kind author. I don't say it to brag. I say it as a fact. Jackass Church Bishops, the book that reveals, explains, shows, takes the layers off the onion and just proves to you how the African-American church, your church, my church, has been turned into a donkey republic. A donkey republic by a group of ever-growing, because this group is constantly growing. If you got $15,000 to get into the club, if you got $15,000 to put on the table to have three stooges of Rome sign your episcopal parchment, they'll start talking. It's $15,000 to get them to start talking and visiting you and make you bishop-elect. And trust me, lots of these pastors are coming up with that money because they don't want to be left out of the club, a club of donkeys. If you want the riveting book, the historic book, the eye-opening book, there's no book like it. No book like it out there. It's a prophetic read. It's a prophetic word in book format. If you want the book, all you got to do is email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com. freechurchbooks@gmail.com. So the question that I'm posing today, is Juanita Bynum a true prophetess of God? And we've got to say no way. She was never a prophetess. Never, never. Now, she's a false prophetess. Now, I can tell you she's a false prophetess, but she's not a Jezebel. And she doesn't have a Jezebel spirit. Listen, she's not a Jezebel. It would be incorrect to say that Juanita Bynum is a Jezebel, because she's not. She's not a Jezebel because she's not a queen of a political kingdom. If we're gonna follow scripture, she is not a Jezebel. She's not married to a king of a foreign country. She has no Ahab as a husband. She's not the first lady of some nation. She's not. She's not a Jezebel. And it would be asinine to say that she has a Jezebel spirit, being that the Jezebel spirit does not exist. That is the creation of a group of pan-demonists, pan-Satanists, who label demons by names of people in the Bible. The Jezebel spirit does not exist. Show me one verse in Scripture where the Bible mentions the Jezebel spirit. It's incorrect. There's no such thing as an Ahab spirit, as a Jezebel spirit, as an Athaliah spirit. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. None whatsoever. None. That's the creation of crazy coastal preachers. Crazy coastal preachers who, there's no spirit of Python, there's no spirit of Leviathan. All that is just crazy coastal hogwash that's been regurgitated by one preacher after another. Those spirits do not exist. They're not mentioned in Scripture. They're not. They're not. And when a wicked person dies, they don't become a demon. No, listen, there is no crossover between biblical anthropology, which is the doctrine of man, to biblical demonology, which is the doctrine of demons. Listen to me, saints, listen to me. Individuals who are wicked and die do not become, in the afterlife, they don't become demons. Because that's what you're telling me the Jezebel spirit is. And that is not a biblical account of who demons are. That is, demons, or rather angels who later became demons in their fall, were created long before man was, long before Adam and Eve were. Angels were created before man. They've been in existence before man. Now, we don't have the exact time. We don't know how long they've been in existence before man, but angels existed before man. When a certain group of angels rebelled against God, they became fallen angels / demons / devils. So when Jezebel died, when Queen Jezebel died, when the eunuchs threw her out of the window in 2 Kings chapter 9, and she was eaten of dogs, her spirit then did not transition and become now the spirit of Jezebel. No, angels do not transition, because that would be an upgrade. For a human being to go from human to demon, that would be an upgrade, because man is lower than the angels. And we can talk about, listen, I am well versed in biblical theology. I've taught it for years on the bachelor's level, on the master's level, and on the doctoral level. So don't give me that baloney that there's a spirit of Jezebel, because you can't give me one scripture verse for it. You can't give me one scripture verse for most of these demons that people are talking about in TV land and in radio land. So Juanita Bynum is not a Jezebel. She does not match the biblical criteria for being called a Jezebel, much less is she being possessed or taken over or influenced by a spirit of Jezebel, which, again, is a figment of the crazy coastal's imagination. That's just not possible. That's not possible. So, is Juanita Bynum a prophetess of God? Absolutely not. She is a false prophetess. A false prophetess. On so many levels. On so many levels, she's a false prophetess. So I would conclude right off the bat, even before I provide you with the evidence, that she is a present-day Bozo the Clown. Bozo the Clown. Now, do you remember who Bozo is? Some of you may not remember who Bozo is. So let me play a little bit of music, and this might remind you. Now, remember, Bozo was very popular in the early 1960s when I was just a little wee child sitting in Brooklyn, sitting on the floor, looking at my black and white TV. Bozo was very, very popular. This is the introductory music to the Bozo the Clown television broadcast. Now, I would argue that Paula White is a Bozo the Paula White is a Bozo the Clown, but also Juanita Bynum is a Bozo the Clown. Yes, they alternate in being Bozos, Bozos, Bozos. Okay, so now, let me just play you some audio. And this is some audio of Juanita Bynum preaching a sermon. This is Juanita Bynum preaching a sermon somewhere, who knows where. And she's been talking about, well, I'll let her tell you. This is Juanita Bynum. This is Juanita Bynum several years ago.
Pastor Ripley, I'm getting less and less amens as the night goes on.
Now, as I'm watching this video, she goes, Pastor Ripley, I'm getting less and less amens as the night go on. And this woman looks mad. This is one mad woman. Now, again, I don't know when this was shot. I don't know when she went to visit Pastor Ripley. I don't know who Pastor Ripley is. I don't know what church he pastors. But this is one angry black woman. She's angry, and she's always got this frown on her face. It's like it's a permanent frown. This is one angry black woman. I don't know why she should be angry. She's been living the life of Riley. She's been fleecing and conning people, laughing all the way to the bank. But when she listen, she may get into her car on Monday morning to take all her money to the bank, and on the way to the bank, she may be laughing in the car, but we never get to see that. When she's preaching, listen, she's just got one giant frown on her face. She's mad. And you know how in some churches you go to and they got a smoke machine in the background, you know, kind of creating an imitation version of the glory of God? Well, she's got a smoke machine too, but it's in her head, it's in her empty head, and the smoke comes out of her ears, and it looks like she's mad. That's what Juanita Bynum got the smoke machine inside her head, and it looks like she's fuming. It looks like she's mad, and then with that mad look, I don't know how she ever got married, the times that she did get married, because she's mad. That is one mad woman, permanently mad. Mad never goes on vacation when it comes with Juanita Bynum. She is perpetually ticked off. I don't know about what, because like I said, she's living the life of Riley. She's got servants and she's got, well, they call them adjutants, but we know that they're servants. We know that Juanita Bynum is surrounded by house Negroes and field Negroes. Now, the church calls them adjutants, but we call them what they are on the plantation, house Negroes and field Negroes. And Juanita Bynum's got a whole staff of house Negroes, and those are her assistants. Those are the ones that travel with her. And then she's got a bunch of field Negroes that are scattered all over the world, and they're called her little bumblebees. That's what they are. They're the bees. And she's the queen bee. And as you know, the queen bee does nothing while the bumblebees go to work and they bring their tithes and their offerings to the prophetess, who's not a prophetess, but she is really ticked. All right, so here she is at Pastor Ripley's church, and she mad. She mad. Listen to this.
Pastor Ripley, I'm getting less and less amens as the night goes on.
Maybe you're getting less and less amens because you're talking stupid. Maybe you're getting less and less amens because what's coming out of your mouth is complete gibberish and foolishness. Maybe you're getting less and less amens as the night goes on is because your folly is being made manifest before all men. Maybe that's why. Maybe people see you for what you are, a bozo the clown.
In a stage when we know the word, but can't say sorry. Ooh, I just preached right there. I would rather buy me a cake than to say you sorry. I was in the Bible bookstore and I thought about you and gave you this book. Demon, I don't want no book. You owe me an apology.
Now she's preaching about learning how to say sorry, how Christians ought to learn to say sorry, how Christians ought to own up their sin, ought to own up to their nasty behavior. When you're nasty to somebody, you ought to reflect, you ought to let the Holy Ghost convict you, and then you ought to go and say sorry. That's what the sermon is all about. Now, this is a woman who doesn't practice what she preaches because she's hurt a lot of people, and yet, she won't say sorry. Now, she wants you to say sorry, and she wants me to say sorry. And that's what the sermon is all about, getting you and me to say sorry, but the plantation owner will never say sorry. She'll never say sorry. So that's what the sermon is all about. And you know you did me wrong, and you went into the Christian bookstore, and you bought me this book, and you say, oh, I was thinking of you, and here's this gift from me to you. And she says, demon, I don't want no book. I don't want a book. What I want from you is, and I'm sorry. Here it is again.
Pastor Ripley, I'm getting less and less amens as the night goes on. Just preach right there. I would rather buy me a cake than to say you sorry. I was in the Bible bookstore and I thought about you and gave you this book. Demon, I don't want no book. You owe me an apology.
Now, Paul, she's been acting like a demon. She just called somebody a demon for not saying sorry to her. I guess that makes her a demon for not saying sorry to all these different pastors that she was in contract, went to go and preach at their church, and some way, somehow, she was offended, and then she offended them, and she refuses to say sorry. She wants the preachers to say sorry after taking all their money. We saw how she took all that money from Pastor Ryan Chandler. After she took his $5,000 deposit, and then she made him pay for airplane tickets. She made him pay for hotel rooms. Then she took the balance of the honorarium. I mean, and then she wanted him to say sorry for what? I didn't do anything. Say sorry anyway, demon. She's a clown. She's a clown. She's a bozo. She's a stooge, is what she is. So here's a little more.
Give me no book. You hurt my feelings. You say you sorry.
Hey. You hurt my feelings. You hurt my feelings. She says, you better say I'm sorry. You better say I'm sorry. You better say I'm sorry. Now, say sorry about what? What is all the controversy between Juanita Bynum? What has all this controversy been about since last week? Why are people stomping on Juanita Bynum? Why are people stomping on Juanita Bynum? Much like her husband stomped on her in the parking lot. What provoked this collective stomping? Because the church, listen, collectively, the church, you look at any YouTube video You look at any YouTube video on Juanita Bynum, out there, anybody talking about Juanita Bynum, everybody, 99.9% of the people that are posting their comments on all these different videos are telling Juanita Bynum to stop acting like a clown, say sorry, return the guy his money, she's wrong, she's demented, she needs to go to a hospital, she needs to go on vacation, she needs to see a psychiatrist. All the comments about Dr. Bynum, again, two doctors with two PhDs, we don't know in what, maybe her PhD is in crazy and the other PhD is in folly. We don't know. We don't know because she hasn't told us what her PhDs are in. I'm guessing crazy and folly. Those are two PhD concentrations. Now, everybody's been saying Dr. Bynum needs to do right. She needs to confess. She needs to say she's sorry. She needs to admit that she's wrong. So I'm going to play the clip because it's been a week now, and some of you maybe have forgotten what all of this ruckus is all about and why this collective stomping out there in the church world. Let's listen for a little while to Pastor John A. Moore III, the pastor of Experience Church, and she was contracted to come to the Breaking the Rules Conference 2019 in Virginia, and she showed up, but she didn't show up. She showed up to Virginia. She used up his hotel room. She took his deposit. She took his money. She even took the money that he gave her for not showing up. She took that money. The money that she was supposed to get for preaching, she took that money. Mm-hmm. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. And he's going to explain what happened between him and Dr. Bynum.
Presence of the Lord, we honor God tonight for grace and for mercy. Real quickly, I'm going to ask my wife if you will come and just stand with me real quickly. Stand with me real quickly. Like I told you, I believe in honoring. Tomorrow night, we're going to take time out of our service and honor a man of God who sold it to me when I was a little boy. I was birthed and he was a spiritual father to me. He's gone on to be with the Lord. Bishop Samuel, the late Bishop Samuel L. Green, Jr. Amen. One thing that Bishop taught me, he taught me how to give honor and to give respect to those who are older, and I honor him tonight. I'll never forget, Bishop bought me my first Plymouth Breeze 1983 car. It was a green car, and I was going to Norfolk State, and he sold it to me. You know, Bishop Green was old school. You know, you ain't never know what was going to come out of his mouth. He would say whatever came to his head. He would correct you, but he still loved you. Amen. And you couldn't be offended by it. You had to take it in love. And so I honor his life and I honor his legacy. And so on tomorrow night, we're going to celebrate the life and the legacy of Bishop Samuel Lee Green, Jr. Amen. Amen. I wanted to do this. Anybody that knows me, you know that I have a heart for people, and I love to serve. I love to serve. The Bible says the greatest in the kingdom is a servant. And I believe in integrity. I believe in doing what's right and treating the people of God fair. And so tonight, I wanted to come up here and didn't know how I was going to say it, but I wanted to say it to everyone on tonight. As you can see tonight that Dr. Juanita Bynum, she is not here with us. She is not here with us tonight. She is here. She's in the city. She is at her room tonight. But because of unforeseen circumstances out of my control, she is not joining us tonight. But we respect her. We honor the woman of God. We honor the anointing that's upon her life. And we pray for this woman of God. And because I am a man of integrity, and because I am a man who try to do what's right, for those of you who you did VIP, no, you registered for the conference, what we're going to do, we're going to refund you. If you want to be refunded, we're going to refund you your contribution, because I want to be a man of integrity and a man of honor. Broke to myself, and I said.
So there he is. He's offering people refunds because he brought Winnie the Bynum in, but she's unwilling. She's having a tantrum. She won't come out of her room because supposedly, he saw her panties. Okay? Now, the story is Winnie the Bynum's camp says he saw her panties while he was coming to deliver a fruit basket, and he contends that never happened. But she's using that as an excuse not to show up at the conference, but to get paid. It's convoluted. The whole thing is convoluted. The whole thing is a mess. But that's what happens when you contract a clown. That's what's going to happen. Now, this pastor laid out a whole lot of money, put Winnie the Bynum in the conference. She, along with Jamal Bryant, now the pastor of the Eddie Long Church, that guy, they were heading this conference. So now he says, listen, if you want your money back, I'll give you your money back. Now notice, he's paying Winnie the Bynum in full, and he's going to pay the people the money back if they want it. So he is being a man of integrity. Now, wasn't smart because as a pastor, he couldn't tell the difference between a wolf and a prophetess. So I blame the pastor because he doesn't know. He doesn't know with all his education and all his knowledge of the Spirit of God and hearing from God. He never heard from God that Winnie Bynum was a wolf in sheep's clothing. Which, listen, I don't need to hear from God to know that Winnie Bynum is a wolf in sheep's clothes. The same way I know the difference when I'm walking down the street and I notice the difference between a Volkswagen car and a Mustang or a Jaguar and a Jeep. I know that I look at cars and say, oh, that looks like to me like it's a Mercedes. And this one over here is a Bentley. See, I can walk down the street and just look at different cars and almost guess right every time. Well, this pastor looked at Winnie Bynum, and he thought she was a prophetess. Wrong answer. That is a wolfette, an alpha female wolf. So he pays the price for not knowing the difference. He pays the price for inviting her. She throws a tantrum because she's a clown. That's what she is. She's a clown. She's a party-pooping clown. She's always throwing these little tantrums, always wanting people to bend over backwards to the great prophetess. But that's what she is. She's nothing more than an alpha female wolf. Here she is giving her reason why. Her reason. Now, mind you, the pastor was very general. He didn't talk about how she accused him of looking at the panties and how he was really delivering a fruit basket. And, you know, he didn't get it. He was just trying to smooth things over. And she got on Facebook while the conference is going on, while he's doing what he's doing. Simultaneously, she's on Facebook putting her spin on the story. Here she is again.
Wait a few seconds until everybody stops chiming in, and she'll let me know when.
Now, I'm wondering if that music we're hearing in the back, I don't know if they're holding the conference where the hotel is, but that music is kind of loud, and that music sounds a little bit like the music at the conference. So I'm wondering if they were hosting the conference at the same venue, at the same hotel where Winnie Bynum was staying, because the music is very loud. And it sounds to me like church music.
When you want to chime in. I didn't want to do this live. I was upstairs in my bed, and I'm here in Virginia, and I did not want to have to do this, but sometimes circumstances doesn't leave you an alternative to do anything else. I do want to say that upon doing this live, I did consult with both of the bishops that stood over my life, and they also felt that it needed to be done. I think everybody knows me by now. I've been in ministry 47 years, and so...
She's been in one soap opera. She hasn't been in ministry. She's been in one soap opera after another, one scuffle after another, one spiritual brawl after another. That's what we know about Juanita Bynum. That's what we know. That's what we know about this woman. She's in one scandal after another, getting arrested for owing people money, not showing up to court. She thinks she's above the law. The police won't come and get me. Well, they came and got her and arrested her and took mug shots of her, and her little assistants, her adjutants, her house Negroes were not allowed to go with the prophetess in the jail cell. This woman has had one scandal after another. One dramatic event after another, one public fiasco after another. Yeah, we know about, everybody knows you. Yeah, 47 years of ministry. Baloney, 47 years of scandal.
I started preaching when I was 16. I preached my first revival at 16. My first message was at 12 years old. So I've been preaching full time, a total of 47 years. And so I've dealt with a lot in ministry. I have. There's no way that you could be a woman in ministry, period, and not have to deal with things that probably most men don't have to deal with. And so I think all I can say is that only the strong survive. And so over the course of the years, I've had to make a lot of sacrifices and a lot of adjustments, and things haven't been, you know, the way I would have wanted them to be every time. But that's with anything. That's with a business. That's with ministry. That's with a church. That's with relationships. And so you learn how to eat the bad with the good, and you just keep going. However, as much as it pains me to have to do this, because I know that as private as I am, people that know me, you know, even though my name is very public, I don't thrive on allowing a lot of my private issues to be vented on Facebook. And anybody that has followed me on Facebook or Instagram, I'm just not one of those people that when things happen, you know, I got to get on Facebook and throw subliminal curves and, you know, say this and that and da-da-da-da-da. That's just not my style. However, when it is something that I feel and my bishop feels and my pastor feels like it's something that has severely threatened my integrity, then I have a responsibility to be upfront, and I have a responsibility to speak the truth.
Juanita Bynum talks about her integrity. Her integrity. Integrity. I-N-T-E-G-R-I-T-Y. Juanita Bynum doesn't even have the first letter in integrity. She doesn't have the I. She has no integrity. Integrity's been shot. Listen, she doesn't have the I, the first letter in integrity. She doesn't have it. The woman has no integrity. You know, I'm very protective of my integrity. What integrity? What integrity? Her former husband, Bishop Wakes, Weeks, Bishop Weeks, remarried. You know that? Do you know, Saints, that Bishop Weeks remarried? He married another prophetess. Do you know that Bishop Weeks and that prophetess have been married longer than when either Bynum and Bishop Weeks were married? Do you know that? He's been married to his second wife longer than he was married to Juanita Bynum, in case you didn't know. And not one fight in the street. Not one hint of domestic violence. Not one. And listen, I know he stomped on her. I know the man went crazy. I know the man went, I mean, he just lost his mind and forgot where he was and forgot what he was doing and forgot who he was doing it to. And he just blacked out and just went crazy on Juanita Bynum, stomping on her publicly in that outdoor parking lot. I know that. But the man remarried. And, you know, when most men are given over to domestic violence, when they've got that in their nature, because when you are engaged in domestic violence, when you are given over to domestic violence, you slap every woman in your life. Every girlfriend you slap. Every woman you throw down the stairs. Every woman in your life you threaten. Well, Bishop Weeks is happily married. He's got himself a new wife. No domestic violence. No drama. No soap opera. No TV scandals. No reports on CNN or NBC. So, listen, I'm telling you, in my opinion, Miss Bozo here, she's the drama creator. She's got no integrity because everyone that she mixes with, she fights. This pastor, John A. Moore, he's fought nobody. John A. Moore has fought nobody. He's been in a tussle with nobody. Juanita Bynum is contracted to come to do his conference. He has his first public brawl. Now, don't you find it interesting that every time there's a public brawl with some preacher, Juanita Bynum's in the mix? She's the common denominator. She's the troublemaker. She's the troublemaker. She's the instigator. Well, you know me, I have a public life. I don't go on Facebook. So then why are you on Facebook? The guy had to go before the conference, the people attending the conference, and he had to explain why you weren't there. And he covered for you. He didn't throw you under the bus. He didn't put you on the railroad tracks and tie you up and let the train run you. Oh, no. He was very nice, and she just won't be here tonight. And if you want your refund, just request it and we'll give you the refund. He was very nice. He was very nice to her, and he was very nice to the people. Overall, he's a nice guy. He was nice in that he didn't tell anybody about the drama that ensued. You know, you're running a conference. You don't need drama. You're putting on an event. You don't need drama. And what does Juanita Bynum give him? She gives him drama for 100 years. She gives him 100 years worth of drama. That's what she, and then she goes on Facebook and she basically says, this guy is creepy. This guy likes to go into women's rooms and look at panties, is basically what she's saying. That's what she's saying.
Upon me coming to Virginia from the very beginning, things were well, and everybody was going according to what was sent over to them and the agreement that was sent. And Dr. Jimmy Bond is the person that handles my ministry engagements and been a person also in ministry all his life, have seen it all and know it all and know how to be diplomatic and how to handle people and how to understand when somebody's having a rough patch, and he don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. So it had to be somebody of that nature that understood how to work with people when they didn't get it all right. You know, it's not a reason to just say, oh, I'm just going to cancel you because you didn't get this right. So from the offset of the last 2 weeks, it had been kind of rough up and down to the point that the night before I came, which was Saturday night, I requested a phone call with the pastor and Elder Jimmy and my assistant, Unika, who does my ear monitors, because there was a lot being said and done that was just not appropriate. And
now, she has to, this is for 2 weeks, even before the event, they're already having issues. See, I would have canceled. First of all, she would have never been there if it was my conference, because I don't invite wolves to minister to sheep. I don't do that. So she would have never been there. However, she's there, she's contracted, and 2 weeks prior to coming to Virginia, she's already given this guy heartburn. She's already given him heartburn. The night before leaving her home to come to Virginia, she's requesting this dramatic meeting the night before to issue out, to iron out all the petty issues. More agita. More heartburn. It's just too much drama. Now, this guy had he had Jamal Bryant coming down. He didn't have those issues with Jamal Bryant. Another wolf. He didn't have those issues with him. There was no drama between him and Jamal. Jamal showed up to the conference. Jamal did what he had to do. Jamal fulfilled his contractual obligations. Jamal didn't say this guy, you know, is a knucklehead. He's an inexperienced junior pastor, should be on the junior varsity. No, no, no. Jamal Bryant came and fulfilled his obligation. And, you know, did the conference. But this woman, who was full of drama, for 2 weeks prior to the event, for 2 weeks, drama, 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 drama. You know, Janiqua, who does my earplugs. I mean, listen, lady, just grab the mic. The Apostle Paul didn't have no earphones. The Apostle Paul had no microphone. He just preached in Athens. Paul preached everywhere. The Apostle Paul didn't have no adjutants laying out his underwear in the room. The Apostle Paul didn't even have a room. Didn't have a room. So this is all drama. Drama, drama, drama. This is a diva. A drama diva. Listen, this is a troublemaking drama diva. Everywhere she goes and everyone she gets involved with is drama. Drama. You don't believe me? Why does she have drama with T.D. Jakes? You know that nobody messes with T.D. Jakes? Everybody who knows that, listen, people know that T.D. Jakes is the black pope. People don't give T.D. Jakes any lip. They don't. She did. She gave T.D. Jakes lip. She thought she could go up against T.D. Jakes, and she soon learned when T.D. Jakes shut every door in her face and told pastors across America, that's it, shut the door on her. She came groveling back on her knees to T.D. Jakes. She messes with everybody. She tries to bully everybody. The only thing is that there are certain men that are not going to stomp on her. They're not. Her husband stomped on her, and the poor guy, he just broke under the pressure. And I'm not condoning domestic violence. I'm not saying that what he did was right, but you got to understand, I mean, that was the straw that broke the donkey's back, and he just went to kicking and a stomping like a crazy and out of his mind donkey would. He just blacked out. He couldn't take it. And he hasn't had an episode since. Hasn't had an episode. Happily married. Listen, he's like the prince in Cinderella. He found his girl with the glass slipper. He put the glass slipper, and it happened to be a Cinderella. And that guy, Thomas Weeks, is living happily ever after with his new prophetess wife. Juanita Bynum, she still is mad as you know what. And she's got that frown on her face. She's just fit to be tied. And causing havoc everywhere she goes. Everywhere.
And I found to be offensive, but I wanted to be fair and hear both sides. Well, when we all got on the phone, and I'm glad that I never do anything without a witness, when we all got on the phone, the pastor understood some of the things that he had done wrong, several things he had done wrong, and he apologized. He apologized for his posture. He apologized for things that he said that was inappropriate, and I was good. And so, I don't split hairs over, you know, if it's not exactly the kind of car, because I don't require all of that. And it, I mean, people that posted me can.
Okay, this is a clown. We know. Listen, this is a bozo. This is a clown. This is a clown. This is a clown. This is a clown. Now, listen, saints. Let me tell you something. The church, the black community already has a clown. That's right. The black church and the black community already has a clown, and it loves its clown. It loves its clown. The black church has one famous clown. The black church and the black community has one famous clown, and it has never asked for another. Now maybe this will allow you to understand what it is that I'm talking about. This is the famous clown in the black community. There's never been one like him, and there will never be another one like him. He's a one of a kind. He's a timeless, timeless entertainer, a timeless clown, never to be replaced. And the black community, if you were to ask them, do you need another clown? No. We got one clown that is the best. One clown that will never be surpassed. We have one clown that will never be topped. One clown that will go down in history as the only clown the black church ever needed in order to have a good laugh. Only one clown. We don't need 10 clowns. We're not like other communities. We're not like other circuses where you need to bring in 10 clowns to make us laugh. We got one clown, and he is a barrel of laughs. One clown. And we don't need any more clowns because we got him. He's an all-star clown, a one-of-a-kind, once-in-a-lifetime kind of clown. Here he is.
I have a surprise for you.
Yeah!
Homie the clown.
Yeah! Homie the clown. Homie the clown. Homie the clown. Homie the clown. Homie, 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 homie,
I'm homie clown. Y'all ready to have some fun?
Yeah!
All right, what y'all want me to do first?
Do a silly clown dance for us.
Oh.
Yeah!
Yeah, degrade myself, huh? I don't think so. Homie, don't play that. Bust my skull open, have my blood and brain ooze out on the carpet so you can get a couple of cheap laughs, huh? I don't think so. Homie, don't play that. What else?
Hey, can we smash the cream pie in your face like you're doing the clowns and stuff?
Yeah!
I think you got it backwards, son. How do you feel about yourself?
You Only this, homie.
That's why homie don't play that. All right, how about a magic trick?
Yeah!
Who got it down?
I do, homie. You know, homie?
All right, I fold it once.
Ooh.
Twice.
Ah.
Now it's gone. Ta-da! Let's get something straight, kids. Homie may be a clown, but he don't make a fool out of himself. I guess it's because I got so much love to give. And it's part of my prison work release program. So I got about 5 more years of this clown crap. Cartoon time!
Yeah!
Y'all pay special attention because this one has a certain message to it. Once upon a time, Homie the Clown went to a fancy white restaurant. Shay Whitey was the name. As always, Homie gets hassled by the man. He tells him that a tie is required in order to eat in this establishment. So Homie says, man, get them. Unfortunately, Monsieur Snowflake didn't quite hear Homie correctly. So Homie had no choice but to keep his word. The end. So what have we learned, if nothing else, children?
Homie don't play it!
Let's sing the Homie the Clown song.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Repeat after me. Homie the Clown.
Homie the clown.
Don't mess around.
Don't mess around.
Even though the man.
Even though the man.
Try to keep him down.
Try to keep him down.
One day Homie will break all the chains. Then he'll fly away. But until that day, Homie don't play. I said, repeat after me. Very good. You made Homie smile after all. Happy birthday, kid.
See, we don't need another clown. We got Homie. Homie D Clown. Now, This is who Juanita Bynum has turned into. This is Juanita Bynum. Listen to this. This is Juanita Bynum coming to us from Boston TV.
Boston's Channel 5, WHDH-TV.
Circus garage, and I'll be able to tell you what other special surprises we got planned for you here under the Bozo Big Top. today, my pal, Professor Tweety Boofer, is going to stop by, and wowee kazowie, do we have fun when he's around. Also, Clank the Tin Can Man should be here. We're going to have another exciting Bozo adventure. So many special surprises. I know you're going to enjoy that.
So you're going to have Professor Tweety Poop showing up. That's one of Bozo's sidekicks. And you have the robot Clank. Now, again, Juanita Bynum is acting like a bozo. What do you mean she's acting like a bozo? Well, turn to the Bible. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1. This know also, says the Apostle Paul to Timothy, in the last days perilous times shall come. Why? Well, because men shall be lovers of their own selves. They'll be covetous and boasters and proud and blasphemers and disobedient unto parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affections, truth breakers. In other words, they break contracts. That's right. False accusers, lying about people on Facebook, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, they're traitors, they're heady, they're high-minded, they're lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having the form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such people you ought to turn away. Pastor John A. Moore of Experience Church. Listen, Paul, listen to me. Juanita Bynum loves herself. She loves money. And she loves pleasures more than she loves God. That's, we can document that. We can document all the financial scandals. We can document all of the sexual scandals. And we can even document how this woman just loves herself. Just loves herself. How she breaks contracts. She's a covenant breaker, a truth breaker. She's a false accuser. She's incontinent. She fights with everybody. She's fierce. She won't go down. She won't say sorry. She's a despiser of those that are good. She maligns people. Despite the sorry act that she puts on, she has the form of godliness, but she denies the power thereof. From such we should turn away. Now, look at verse 8. As Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses. Who were Jannes and Jambres? Well, they were two magicians. They were two false prophets. They were, and we can call them two clowns, two bozos, two stooges. That's right. Two pharaonic stooges, two pharaonic bozos, two pharaonic clowns, two pharaonic magicians who met their match with Moses and Aaron. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. These are men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But I want you to focus on verse 9. But they shall proceed no further. Who shall proceed no further? Well, present-day bozos shall proceed no further. Present-day stooges shall proceed no further. Present-day clowns shall proceed no further. Present-day false prophetess like Juanita Bynum shall proceed no further. Why? It says, but they shall proceed no further for their folly. F-O-L-L-Y. For their folly shall be made manifest unto all men, as Jannes and Jambres' folly also was made manifest. So I want to focus on the word folly. We don't need to break down every word here in the text. I just want to focus on one little word, one five-letter English word in verse number 9. It says, but they shall proceed no further, these stooges, these clowns, these bozos shall proceed no further for their folly. Their folly. It's an interesting Greek word. It's a compound word. It has a prefix. The A prefix is always negative, and the Greek word is anoia, A prefix, the A prefix, the alpha prefix, is always in the negative, so it means without. And nous means mind. In other words, it means that these people have no mind. Have no mind. In other words, they're quite stupid. You know, God gave you a mind so that you can think, so that you can reason, so that you can calculate, so that you can discern. When Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, they appeared before Pharaoh as magicians, as people who were well-skilled in magic, but their folly. In other words, the fact that they had empty minds, the fact that they had no minds whatsoever, the fact that they had no true knowledge whatsoever, became manifest before all. This word folly, the Greek word anoia, reminds me of that little phrase, and this is where we get the phrase, she's lost her mind. Now, nobody loses their mind, because if you were to do an autopsy, you were to open up their skull, you would find out that they have a brain. But we get the term, she's lost her mind, from this Greek word folly, anoia. It means without a mind. You're operating as though you don't have a mind, like if you're retarded, like if you're super stupid. And your super stupidity and your retardation and your lack of reasoning has been made manifest to all. That's what makes her a bozo. That's what makes her a clown. That's what makes her a stooge, but not a pharaoh, but a Satan. Now, Bozo the Clown, listen. When you look, if you go to YouTube, it's an interesting thing. When you go to YouTube and you look at the Bozo the Clown show in 1966, you will soon discover, as you look at the video, as you attentively look at the video and you look at the audience composition in the Bozo the Clown TV show, you figure out that all these kids are under the age of six. Well, some might be 10, so, but the main composition of the audience of the Bozo the Clown TV show here in Boston, that composition is of 5 years and under, 5 years old and under. In other words, they're three, they're four, they're five. A few may be six, a few fewer may be seven, fewer than that may be eight, and fewer than that may be nine and ten, no passing the age of 10. This is a kiddie show. This is a kiddie show. Now, in the beginning, Bozo Juanita was very, very, very popular. She was very popular. And I can tell you why Bozo Juanita was very popular when she first came out. Because church folk had the minds of 3, 4, 5, 6-year-olds. Now, the problem is, that the audience that started with Juanita are no longer 4 years old. They're no longer 5 years old. They're no longer 6 years. Remember, she says, I started to preach when I was 12. Did my first revival when I was 16. So Juanita started young as a clown, and her audience started even younger than that. Now, all these kids in this 1966 Bozo the Clown video, all these kids that are screaming for Bozo and are happy to see Bozo and are just taken in by Bozo and are just mesmerized by Bozo, today, these same kids today, if you were to show them Bozo the Clown, if you were to show them a clip, they wouldn't be interested. Why? Because they're no longer 3 years old, they're no longer four, they're no longer five. They have matured. The only problem is that Bozo still wants to be Bozo. You see, Juanita Bynum still wants to be Bozo. Everybody around her has grown up. This is why when you read the comments on all these videos on YouTube, all these videos talking about what Juanita recently did to this pastor, John A. Moore, no one is amused. No one is laughing at Juanita Bynum's antics. For them, Bozo needs to grow up. They've grown up. The audience has grown up. They're no longer three. They're no longer four. They're no longer five. They're no longer six. But Bozo still wants them to think that they are four, five, and six. That's why when Juanita Bynum gets on Facebook and she starts with her rant and she starts talking about what happened to her, Nobody is believing her tired act. They've seen it all before. They have sat in the stands. They've seen Bozo 100 times, and they're tired of Bozo. They want to move on. They don't want Bozo. They prefer Homie. They prefer Homie the Clown. Do you know that it is a fact that adults watch Homie the Clown? The composition, the audience composition of the Homie the Clown show is made up mainly of adults. Adults get Homie the Clown. Adults enjoy Homie the Clown. Adults are clamoring for more Homie the Clown. What adults don't want is Bozo the Clown. So the black community already has a clown. The clown is Homie. It doesn't want another clown. It doesn't want Bozo. It doesn't want Juanita. Can somebody get the message to Juanita that the church doesn't want a clown? The church never needed a clown, and the black community doesn't need a clown because it already has one, a very popular one. In fact, Homie the Clown is so popular that people keep going back to YouTube to watch his clips. And these are adults who keep going back. And with every generation of folk in the black community, Homie gets more fans. Homie the Clown has, listen, new generations discover who Homie is because he's no longer on TV, and they fall in love with Homie the Clown. And they're falling out of love with Bozo the Clown, Juanita Bynum. They're falling out of love with Juanita Bynum. Nobody wants to see the professor. Nobody wants to see the robot Clank. Nobody cares. Well, here's Bozo. Here's more of the Bozo show.
Who is that? Is the mailman there? For me? A package? Well, excuse me just a minute. There seems to be some packages here, and we'll find out. What does it say? It's for Clank. Wow, these are heavy packages. I better put it down and save it for him, but, wow, I don't know if I can carry them. They're very heavy. Ooh, Nelly!
Listen, it's a tired act. Look, nobody wants to hear somebody say, "Oh, Nelly," 30 times in one broadcast. Nobody wants to hear that. It's over. Juanita, it's over. Retire. Just retire. Just give it up. You're a tired act. Maybe you'll discover your smile again, because you're sad. Look at Juanita. Look how she preaches. She's mad. Smoke's coming out of her ears. Smoke's coming out of her ears with every sermon. She's just mad. She's not enjoying what she does, even despite the fact that she's making lots and lots of money and should be laughing all the way to the bank. She's not laughing anymore. Being a clown, is just not where it's at. So Juanita Bynum just needs to give up being Bozo. She needs to give up preaching. She's just an the woman is just an embarrassment. She's just a nasty, nasty embarrassment. So give it up, Juanita. Retire. Saints, I'll be back tomorrow to do my new series on Larry Reed and what he thinks prophets are and what prophets are not. You'll be shocked. You'll be surprised to hear Larry Reed explain to us what prophets are. You're going to be shocked. This is a guy with a doctorate. You're going to be shocked that he can be teaching this foolishness about the prophetic to the church. God bless you, saints.
1-2-1-2. Yeah. Special dedication to my brothers and sisters on the great continent of Africa. The saints in Malawi, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe. Don't be deceived by what America's sending y'all,
yeah,
man.
Let me begin. While there's still ink left in my pen, I'm set to contend. For truth, you can bet will offend. Deception within. The church, man, who's letting them in. We talked about this year. years ago. Let's address it again, yeah. And I ain't really trying to start beef, but some who claim to be part of the sheep got some sharp teeth. It cats get mean when you criticize them, but Jesus told us Matthew 7:16, we can recognize them. And God forbid that for the love of some fans, I keep quiet and watch them die with their blood on my hands. So there's nothing left for me to do except to speak to you in the spirit of Jude 3 and 2 Peter 2. And I know that some will label me a Pharisee, because today the only heresy is saying that this heresy. I'll dare to be specific and drop some clarity on the popularity of the gospel of prosperity. Turn off TBN, that channel is overrated. The pastors speak bogus statements, financially motivated. It's kind of like a pyramid scheme. Visualize heretics Christianizing the American dream. It's foul and deceitful, they're lying to people, teaching that camels squeeze through the eye of a needle. Ungodly and wicked, ask yourself, how can they not be convicted? Treating Jesus like a lottery ticket, and you're thinking they're not the dangerous type, because some of the statements are right. That only proves that Satan comes as an angel of light. This teaching can't be believed without a cross. The lie is you can achieve a crown without a cross. And I hear it all the time when they speak on the block. Even unbelievers are shocked how they're fleecing the flock. It should be obvious then. Yeah, I'll explain why it's sin. Peep the Bible is sin. 1 Timothy 6:9-10. It talks about how the desire for riches has left many souls on fire in stitches, mired in ditches. Tell me, who would teach you to pursue as a goal the very thing that the Bible says will ruin your soul, huh? Yet they're encouraging the love of money. To make it worse, they've exported this garbage into other countries. My heart breaks even now as I'm bombing. You want to know what all false teachers have in common?
What?
It's called selfism, the fastest growing religion. They just dress it up and call it Christian. Don't be deceived by this funny biz. If you come to Jesus for money, then he's not your God.
Money is.
Jesus is not a means to an end.
No.
The gospel is he came to redeem us from sin. And that is the message forever I'll yell. If you're living your best life now, you're headed for hell.
Talk to him.
Joel Osteen.
Osteen Chuck.
Let him know.
Dressel Dollar is a
Osteen Chuck.
Well, to well.
Benny Hinn is a
Osteen Chuck.
I know they're popular, but don't let them deceive ya.
Talk to him.
T.D. Jakes is a
Osteen Chuck.
Tell the truth.
Joyce Meyer is a
Osteen Chuck.
Let him know.
Paula White is a
Osteen
Chuck.
Use your discernment, let the Bible lead ya.
Keep going.
Fred Price is a
Osteen Chuck.
Tell the truth.
Kenneth Copeland is a
Osteen Chuck.
Who else? Who else?
Robert Tilton is a
Osteen Chuck.
I know they're popular, but don't let them deceive ya.
Talk to them.
Eddie Long is a
Osteen Chuck.
Let them know.
Juanita Bynum is a
Osteen Chuck.
Who else? Who else?
Paul Crouch is a
Osteen Chuck.
Use your discernment, let the Bible lead ya.
But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of truth will be blasphemed. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their condemnation from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. 2 Peter 2:1-3.